If you're ready and you want to bring your body into stillness and start to bring more of your awareness from your outside world into your body. So again, we've been really in our group field today. Take yourself out of that group field into your body. And if you want to close your eyes, let's take three deep breaths. So take a natural breath. And now let's all inhale, exhale, and relax. Inhale deeply and exhale. Drop your shoulders, unclench. And one more deep inhale. And exhale and relax and drop into stillness. And as you return to your natural breath, feel your body. Any sensations that you have, without judgment or trying to change, just feel your body. And now bring your awareness into the center of your heart chakra and touch that divine spark within. Acknowledge yourself as a spirit and open the door and let your spirit live through your body even more than you have been. And now greet the greater spirit or source, God, however you encounter that. Ask source to guide you and help you and do the work today. And acknowledge the source that is your body. You have source energy within you, so just feel that connection. And in the same light, invite and acknowledge Mother Earth and connect the earth energy in your body to the earth energy in the earth and ask Mother Earth to help you bring positive change into this lifetime. Invite all your spirit guides in. And if you want, you can even ask a soul contract specialist to come down and help you with the witnessing and the healing of a soul contract. Just greet them, acknowledge them, kind of observe them and see what you sense. And finally, from that divine spark in the center of your heart chakra, request absolute scalar waves to move inside to out, outside to in, across all lifetimes, across all of space and time. And ask those scalar waves to bring you all the information and wisdom that you need. And also ask the scalar waves to clear out all energy that goes against your highest good and the highest good of all. And now turn those scalar waves over to source and trust that your intention will play out, that you will receive and let go. From your heart chakra, start to bring your awareness up to your eighth chakra just above your head. Just move up your central meridian. And when you get to the eighth chakra, you're going to imagine a door. Don't open it just yet. Put your hand on the doorknob. Set your intention to heal a soul contract, to give yourself permission to see, to receive, to let go. Set the intention that you're going to let all of the energy, your spirit, your guide source, do the work for you so that you can stay in that neutral witness position. When you're ready, go ahead and open that door in your eighth chakra and step out into a path in the woods. Close the door behind you. Start to make your way down this path, feeling how you're still connected to nature and Mother Earth. And as you walk down the path in the woods, you see a clearing ahead. You walk into the clearing, you see that giant snow globe, that divine energy, the white zone. And go ahead and make your way and just feel yourself be accepted and drawn into this beautiful white zone where you are protected and nurtured and held. And in this beautiful ball of white divine energy, step into a room where you will look at your soul contract. Maybe there's a comfy couch for you to fall into. Maybe there's a chair. Maybe you want to stand. It's totally up to you. But imagine that wherever you are in this room, you're taking a look around, that there is a table in front of you. It's a sacred altar. You are going to lay out your soul contract. And go ahead and invite in your personal Akashic record keeper, your guide, to step and reveal themselves in front of you. And just greet them, thank them, and ask your Akashic record keeper to go into your Akashic records and retrieve a soul contract with a personal aspect that you want to witness today. And as you lean back and sit back and relax, just observe how your Akashic record keeper brings that soul contract and lays it out on the sacred table for you. If you need to take some deep breaths, that works to help manage any emotions that you might be having, but take a minute to really just look and witness and observe this soul contract. And however it appears to you is perfect. So you're witnessing it with all your senses, what you can see. Maybe you hear a tone, maybe you smell. Or it invokes a taste to linger in your mouth. However it is you sense your contract, just lean back and get to know it. And just kind of let your senses gaze upon it. If you want to lean down and put your hands on it, that works too. With pure neutral intention, explore your contract. Just remember you're supported, your whole team is there with you. Now let's ask ourselves some questions about this contract as you gaze upon it and sense it. Is there a part of your contract that is just oozing light and positive vibrations? And if so, ask that part of your contract to give you a message or a symbol or a word. Rejoice in this divine light of your soul contract. And similarly, ask yourself, do you sense part of your contract that might be in darkness? It might be heavy or stagnant. And if so, do some investigation. What is the message? How can you heal? Just receive. Now, looking at your contract as a whole, ask if there is an urgent need for healing, and where in the contract is that urgent need? And again, don't do the healing, just collect the wisdom. And maybe you don't understand, and that's okay too. And if you have an urgent need for healing, ask the energy of your spirit and your guides and source and earth to bring in a healing water. And again, just witness, but let that healing water wash through your contract and let it wash away anything that is heavy, stagnant, that is no longer relevant to this contract, to your lifetime contract, to your soul essence contract. Let that water just wash through your contract and clear away frequencies and vibrations that no longer hold. And wash as that water just drains away back to source. And take a moment to look at your contract again and see if you see any changes. And again, if you feel comfortable, you can ask your spirit and your guides and source and earth to take a moment now and do any other healing to the contract that you feel ready for, that you know the contract is ready for, and just sit back and see what unfolds. And as the energy does the healing work, see how you feel in your body. How are you feeling in your emotions? It's like watching the best movie ever and experiencing it in every cell of your body. And know that the healing will continue at the perfect pace. And as we trust and let that run its course, one more question. Ask the contract to show you anything you need to know or change in your waking life. And just receive whatever wisdom it sends you, even if it makes no sense. How can you bring this healing into your 3D world? And as we come to closure, if you want to put your hands on the soul contract, just connect with it. If you want to imbue some of your own energy into that contract, just do what comes naturally. And now ask your spirit to surround your contract in a ball of healing light. And ask your personal Akashic record keeper to bring this healed contract back into your Akashic records. And as you get ready to journey back into your room, into your body, maybe stand up and ask your spirit to present you with a symbol that you can take back with you. And just hold that symbol. You can even bring that symbol into your heart, into your body. Ask that symbol to go into the places in your body where you've been holding that soul contract, and let that symbol transfer the healing into your body, to your mind, into your heart, and into your spirit. Give yourself permission to receive that healing and anchor it into your body and into your 3D world. And with that embodied symbol, go ahead, say thank you to the white zone, thank you to all your guides and your record keeper, and emerge from the white zone back into the field, down the path in the woods, to your door. Take a deep breath. Set the intention again that you're bringing that healing back with you. Open the door and bring your awareness into your eighth chakra. Close that door. Watch it disappear. Now bring your awareness back down through your central meridian into your heart and actually go deeper into your root chakra. Bring your awareness deep into your root chakra. And again, just ask your spirit, your guide, source, ask Mother Earth to help you receive and integrate all of this healing energy with the soul contract for your highest good and the highest good of the collective. And when you're ready, if you want to let that go, come back into your body, maybe wiggle around. If you're ready and you want to open your eyes and come back into the room, or if you want to just stay where you are, that works too. Keep that healing going, keep that somatic experience going. whatever you need to do.